So when Islam began, it was a unknown and new religion. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called to people in secrecy. Then Allah Rabbul Izzah instructed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to propagate the deen of Islam openly. And those who accepted Islam in the early stages became known as As-Sabiqoon Al-Awwaloon, the forerunners to Islam. They were the first to embrace Islam and establish its foundation. They were severely tortured and persecuted mercilessly. However, despite this, knowing full well the difficulty they would have to endure, they answered the call of Islam and remained firm to their belief. And amongst the Sabiqoon Al-Awwaloon, the forerunners to the Deen of Islam, is undoubtedly Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, who was the first amongst the youth to embrace Islam. Sayyidina Ali's entire life, from youth till his martyrdom, was spent and passed in the service of the Deen. He was undoubtedly a humble, a brave, a just human being. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was amongst those Sahaba who were given glad tidings of Jannah by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was practically raised in the home of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in the shadow of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And through that he gained great virtue and praiseworthy characteristics. So how did Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu end up in the home of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? At that time, you see, Mecca was afflicted with severe deprivation, which negatively impacted them, especially those with large families and did not have wealth. And Abu Talib was of those who were affected. And when this happened, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Abbas, his uncle, who was one of the most prosperous of the Banu Hashim, that, Abbas, your brother Abu Talib has a large family and you're aware of the famine that people have been afflicted with. Let's go to him and lessen his burden. I will take one of his sons and you will take one of his sons and we will take care on behalf of him. And Sidna Abbas agreed. And they approached Abu Talib and proposed what they had in mind. They said that we intend relieving you of some of your dependents until people are relieved of the predicament. And Abu Talib said to them that if you leave Aqil for me, then you may do as you please. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took Sayyidina Ali. Abbas took Ja'far to their respective families. And Sayyidina Ali was then granted the opportunity to be raised under the guardianship of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Sayyidina Ali then came, into the life of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And while on that day, or on one particular day, when he came into the room, when he came into the home, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Khadija, we're performing Salah. Ali radiallahu anhu said that, what is this? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is the deen of Allah, which Allah selected for himself and sent his messengers with. And I thus invite you to it. I invite you to Allah. He's alone. He has no partner to worship him and to belie Lat and Uzza. And Sayyidina Ali said, this is a colossal matter which I've never heard before today. Hence, I'm going to reach a decision until I speak to Abu Talib about it. And because Islam was still in its early stages and being propagated in secret, the Prophet ﷺ urged him to keep it a secret if he was not going to embrace it at the moment. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu spent the night contemplating. And thereafter, Allah placed the truth of Islam in his heart. And the next morning, he came to Nabi ﷺ and subhanAllah, he embraced the deen of Islam. And after receiving the message of Nubuwwah, Nabi ﷺ remained 13 years in Mecca. And during this time, Sayyidina Ali remained close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Although he was still young at the time and unable to provide the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with much service, the enthusiasm, the willingness, the desire to be with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that was a great help. Sayyidina Ali would accompany Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, wherever they would go, whichever tribes they would meet, where they would be going. And it's also reported that on some occasions, he would go with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the Haram in the late hours of the night, and they would then secretly destroy a few idols of the Mushrikeen kept around the Kaaba. And despite the efforts of the Mushrikeen to hold back and to quell the Deen of Islam continued to spread. And soon the city of Medina was ripe for migration. And this enraged the mushrikeen to no end. And they then resolved to assassinate Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, hoping that they would extinguish the light for once and for all. Allah informed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam of their plans and instructed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to leave for Medina that very night in order to, as a decoy, and to ensure they keep their attention focused on the home. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructed Sayyidina Ali to sleep in his bed. And who would dare stay in the bed of a messenger when his enemies were surrounding the home, laying wait to kill him? Who would be able to stay in that home, knowing that the enemies would not see the difference between Muhammad and the messenger and whoever he's put there in the bed? It was none other than Sayyidina Ali, who was willing to undertake this heroic act, the most courageous, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Nabi Sassam chose Sayyidina Ali to play this important role. And we can, you know, from this gauge the complete and unparalleled trust and confidence in the special capabilities with which Allah had distinguished Sayyidina Ali, which was not found at that time. He did not hesitate when Nabi Sassam called him to sleep in his bed. Although he knew that, it could be a possibility of his death, they were preparing to pounce, the bravest men. But Sayyidina Ali did not think about that. The instruction of the master, that is all that had he had in front of him. And the next morning Sayyidina Ali got up, people recognized him, realized that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had escaped. They said to Ali, "Where is your companion?" He said, "I don't know. Was I watching over him? You told him to leave and he left." And the people were upset with this daring answer. They were annoyed that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had departed from amongst them, and they had been blinded and did not see. So they rebuked Sayyidina Ali and beat him. Then they detained him for a while before letting him go. And Sayyidina Ali patiently endured all of that. And his joy at the escape of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was more important to him than any harm that could befall him. So he did not weaken, and he did not tell them where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was. And Ali radiallahu anhu then returned the entrusted items that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had left with him. And after spending 3 days in Mecca, he prepared to set out and catch up with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu hid by day and traveled by night until he reached Medina. And subhanAllah, his feet were swollen, his skin was broken. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu endured the hardship during this hijrah. He had no mount to ride, could not travel during the day because of the severe heat, but walked at night in the intense darkness, was very lonely and frightened. You know, if we add to the fact that he covered the distance on foot with no companion to accompany him, to cheer him up and keep him company, we realize, you know, the extent of the hardship that he endured because of the roughness of the route, the hardships of travel. This was all only to seek the pleasure of Allah. This was the hijrah of Amirul Mu'mineen, Ali bin Abi Talib, filled with sacrifice, filled with patience, filled with courage. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu remained close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Medina, and the bond they shared were further strengthened in the year after hijrah, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wedded the beloved daughter Sayyidina Fatima to him, and thus making him the son-in-law of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sayyidina Ali's courage, his valor, you know, it's well known, it's legendary. His bravery were displayed on every battle that he participated in. And during the Battle of Khandaq, some of the mushrikeen soldiers decided that a group of fighters led by Amr ibn Abdi Wud, Ikrama ibn Abi Jal, and Dhirar ibn Khattab should attempt to cross the trenches. And they found a narrow end of the trench where they managed to cross over. And Amr challenged the Muslims to a duel, and it was Ali radiallahu who answered the challenge. And Amr was legendary. He was a legendary warrior and struck fear into his opponents, but Sayyidina Ali was more than a match for him and made short work, you know, putting an end to him, leaving the others to flee in panic. And during the Battle of Khaybar, the Muslims were laying siege to the fort, the hero of the Knights of the Jewels challenged the Muslims to a duel, and Sayyidina Amr ibn Aqwa accepted. And while these warriors dueled, Sayyidina Amr's sword recoiled upon him and cut the main artery of his forearm and causing his death. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam assured him double reward and commented that he was really a hard-working man and a mujahid, and really had they lived in Medina or in the battlefield, an Arab like him. And Sayyidina Ali then came out to fight the person whose name was Marhab. And Marhab recited that Khaybar knows certainly that I am marhal. Qad alimat Khaybar anni marhab. A fully armed Shakya Silah, well tried, brave warrior, when war comes spreading its flames. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu then responded by said, Ana alladhi sammatni ummi Haydara. I'm the one, my mother named me Haydar. Kalaythi ghabatin, like the lion of the forest, with a terror striking countenance. I give my opponents the measure. In exchange for Isa, meaning returning the attack with one that is much fiercer. And he then overcame this infidel, leaving him in a pool of his own blood. It was said, Ali, like his mother had said, that he was Haydar, the lion. And said, Ali participated in all the expeditions alongside Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, except the Ghazwa-i Tabuk, the expedition of Tabuk, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left him to look after his family in Medina, and there was a scarcity of resources for this expedition. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam urged the Sahaba to donate generously for this cause. And the Sahaba rose to the occasion, most noteworthy amongst them, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, who donated all his wealth, Sayyidina Umar, half his wealth, Abdul Rahman bin Auf donated 200 uqiyah of silver, which amounts to approximately 40 kilograms of silver, and while Sayyidina Uthman donated 900 camels, and 100 horses, along with 200 uqiyah silver. And he further gave 1,000 gold coins, while Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kept turning it in his hand and repeatedly saying, nothing can harm Uthman after today. 30,000 Sahaba marched out to face the Romans in the battle, and they all returned with the glad tidings. لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ الْأَنصَارِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا فِي سَاتِ الْعُسْرَةِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا كَارِ يَزِيهُ قُلُوبُ فَرِيقٍ مِّنْهُمْ ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّهُ بِيَ رَأُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah has already forgiven the Prophet and the Muhajirin and the Ansar who followed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the hour of difficulty after the hearts of a party of them had almost inclined to doubt, and he forgave them, and indeed he was to them kind and merciful. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructed Sayyidina Ali to remain behind, to look after his family, the hypocrites began to taunt him, saying, he only left you behind because you are a burden to him. Unable to take the taunts anymore, Sayyidina Ali set out to join Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was surprised to see Ali and asked him why he had not remained in Medina as instructed. And Sayyidina Ali informed him of the jeers made by the hypocrites. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comforted him and said, you are to me like Harun was to Musa, except that there's no Nabi after me. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reassured him, reassuring him that the order to remain behind was not disparaging to him in the least, but he is a kind to Harun, who remained behind when Musa alayhi salam was summoned to Mount Tur. Sayyidina Ali was never attracted to the charms and the riches of this world, and his life, you know, was an excellent example of zuhd, abstinence and renunciation of the world. Sayyidina Ali said to Sayyidina Fatima one day, by Allah, I've drawn so much water that my chest is paining. And he continued, Allah has sent captives to your father, so go and ask him for a servant. She said, I'm also struggling, by Allah, I have grounded the wheat to the extent that my hands have developed calluses. And she thus approached Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, what brings you here, O my daughter? And she replied, I came to greet you. She was ashamed to ask and went back. And Ali then asked, what did you do? And she said, I felt too shy to ask. And they both went. And Ali radiallahu anhu then spoke and said that, O Nabi of Allah, I've drawn water until my chest pains. Fatima radiallahu anhu said that, I've grinded until my hands have developed calluses. Allah has brought captives to you and given you prosperity, so give us a servant. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah will not give you and leave the people of Suffa with their bellies folded out of hunger without having anything I may spend on them. I will sell the captives, however, and spend on the money on the people of Suffa. And thus, Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Fatima returned, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to them after the day had ended and entered them under the shawl, which, if their heads were covered, their feet would be exposed. And if they covered their feet, their head would be uncovered. And they were laying under that. And they just had entered into it. And they jumped up. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them to lay in their places. And he said, that should I not inform you of something better than what you've asked me? And they said, definitely. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, words from Jibreel. Jibreel has taught me. Say Subhanallah 10 times after every salah. Then say Alhamdulillah 10 times. And say Allahu Akbar 10 times. And when you go to bed, then recite Subhanallah 33 times. Alhamdulillah 33 times. Allahu Akbar 33 times. And Ali radiallahu anhu says that, but Allah, I never miss them since Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught me. So this was the commitment and the dedication. And the asceticism, and this stayed with Sayyidina Ali even after he became Khalifa. You know, it's not reported about him that he changed his habits. Rather, we find a number of narrations which indicate that the same level of piety and asceticism remained until his demise. In fact, it is narrated by Yahya ibn Ma'in from Ali ibn Abi Ja'd, from Hassan ibn Abi Salih. He says that the people spoke about the asceticism in the presence of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, and some mentioned the name of this person while others mentioned the name of that person. And Umar bin Abdul Aziz then said that Azhadun Nas fi dunya, the most ascetic person in the world is Ali bin Abi Talib. And it appears in Hilyat al-Awliya from Harun ibn Antara, from his father, who says that Dakhaltu ala Ali ibn Abi Talib, I entered the presence of Ali bin Abi Talib in Khawraq, and he was shivering due to extreme cold under a worn out velvet garment. And he said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, Allah has given you and your family a share from the wealth. You are treating yourself in this way. And he said, by Allah, I have not deprived you of anything of your wealth. This is my velvet garment with which I left my house. So, subhanallah. This was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, that he didn't take anything from the Baytul Mal. And in that sense, he was contented with whatever he had. May Allah shower his endless mercies upon Sayyidina Ali and grant him, grant us the ability to instill within ourselves the same qualities that he possessed, so that we can be amongst the beloveds of Allah and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.